Hot cakes made of cornmeal.
Did you ever hear the term kush?
No.
For mush? I think that's a dish associated with Negroes.
No, I never heard
of it. Onion. How about corn dodger?
I know what it is, but I never used the word. Of course, hush puppies is what we use now, which is...
Instead of dodger.
Yes, it's made to eat with fish.
And dumplings?
Dumplings, but yes, not cornmeal dumplings. They were made with flour.
Oh.
And were usually associated with chicken dumplings.
Bread made from wheat?
What's called light bread.
Light bread.
Or biscuits.
And the material used to make it rise?
Baking powder, soda, eggs, all of rising edges.
And yeast?
Yeast.
There are some interesting stories about that. Do you recall where that came from? Or
yeast?
Yes. Would you, I suppose, buy it?
As I remember it, I remember one of the things I remember about my grandmother's house was the odor of bread and rolls. Now, whether she saved her stock or not, I don't know. But all that I remember was yeast. Yeast bought in cake and nine bit packets.
I see. Desserts that you might recall? What
custard, pie.
Did you put anything over the custard?
If fruit was in season, sometimes fresh fruit was put over.
But you never made a sweet...
Now, a sauce, chocolate sauce or caramel sauce or any kind of sauce.
That was called a sauce rather than a syrup.
Yes.
And did you call round things with a hole in them?
Donuts.
Donuts, always
donuts. Hi, the donuts were not big through this area.
Oh.
Donuts you get, I think, more north and east. Mm-hmm. Beaten biscuit and cookies and gingerbread down through this section.
And how about
cupcakes?
Cupcakes.
Yes.
And how about you mentioned pie, not cobbler?
Yes, cobbler. That was called a deep dish pie.
Oh, I see. But you would use the term pie more often
yes.
than cobbler. That's interesting.
Cobbler's not, I don't remember ever having cobbler. Mm-hmm. Chicken pie was a deep dish pie, but a blackberry.
Small cakes fried for breakfast?
You mean pancakes?
Pancakes.
Or hot cakes.
Mm-hmm. And
waffles. They used to have the iron waffle iron.
I see. And what were the common fish that you recall?
Bream and perch and catfish. Of course, the ones that come up from the coast were the usual. Flounder and mm-hmm. ocean perch and mackerel.
And seafood? Was transportation such that you could get quite a bit of seafood?
When I was in college, they began to run a truck up from the coast that came twice a week. And of course, this was fresh, not frozen. Before that, I would say it was mostly canned.
Mm-hmm.
Oysters, of course, you got because they were demanded, I guess. Anyway, we always had oysters. Shrimp was something I was introduced to when I was about in high school. Canned
only. That certainly has enjoyed a vogue, hasn't it?
Oh, in fact, my children came liking it. They didn't have to cultivate a taste.
In eating chicken, what did you call that bone in the breast? What did you do with it?
Pulley bone. You pulled it.
And what's the significance?
Well, the long end